grave and now haunts the town. And time has come for we five, and time is running out. Can we exorcise with need a bomb? We need a bomb. Wings need your bomb to fly through the air, fly straight through the air, and the ghost, Lady Nanda calls, come to me, come to me, set the lost soul home, set him free. A spectral foe is now expired. Once more we save the day in dice and desire.
These green drumstick, whatever they are, fly through the air and they smash straight into the they smash straight into the spectre, and as the third one thunks into it, he dissipates and disappears.
Oh.
He is no more. You manage to kill off the spectre.
Oh,
well,
that was
anticlimactic.
That was easier than I thought it would be.
Well, remember, last time you were here, you were level one and probably would have struggled somewhat with him.
Mm.
At level four, a little bit easier.
Quinch starts crying.
Does anyone else feel a little deflated by that battle?
As the spectre is disappearing out of reality, you just hear, "What was your pun?"
Ah, the spectre calls.
Oh
God!
It was worth dying for.
At any point in that battle, did he notice my fetching cape?
Nope.
Awesome.
Because you were hiding.
Yeah.
I was going to say, good. Yeah, probably hiding is the best way for him to.
Well, I was originally going to sort of walk up to him and sort of see if he noticed.
Right. But,
oh, well.
Quinch loots the body.
There is no body.
The spectral body.
Coming over to this corner.
You can loot a grave if you haven't.
Yeah, coming over to this corner of the graveyard, what is this building?
It's just like a shed. It's just like got tools and stuff like that in it.
Ooh.
Anything
useful?
But like a block, you say.
Do you find shovels useful?
Yes.
Pickaxes?
Greg is a keen gardener.
Let's.
You find a shovel, a pickaxe, a hoe, some shears.
What's her name?
Daphne from the. so just some gardening
wires.
Let's go
update
really.
The priest. Yeah.
Okay. I'll pick up the shears.
Okay, add some shears. I don't know what you're going to need them for. So you all head back into the temple,
yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be reminiscent of the scene in Ghostbusters when they exit the banquet room in the hotel.
So we came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
We came.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you walk in, he goes, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you." So that was. He looks at his wrist and then realizes that he's not living in a world where we have to exist. And he goes, "That seemed awfully quick. Is it all done? Are you done, or are you hiding for safety?"
Oh, he's dead. I mean, he was already dead, but now he's more dead than he was previously dead.
Oh my goodness, that is good news. Oh, yes.
We have come to claim our reward.
Bless me again, priest.
I and if you so wish for another blessing, I can give you another blessing.
How about this, priest? We're going back to the bar. We're having a party. Why don't you join us?
That sounds wonderful. Are you buying?
Oh, it's all free.
It's all free. That's interesting. I don't remember Morak suggesting. I know Morak suggested they'd given you a room, but I don't remember
quite explicitly said against free food, actually. But that's fine.
There's a buffet, and it's really good.
Well, lead on, fine folks. Actually, I've got a few things to do here. You head over there, and I'll come and see. I'll come and see you and Morak shortly.
But as long as I can quickly have that blessing again, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I can. I gave you a blessing of Lathander last time. Would you like a blessing of me, Licky, instead this time?
Dabov is up to the font.
Why on earth did I not get Bum into this temple so we could have me, Licky, Bum?
Me, Licky is a great follower of... No, Bum is a great follower of me, Licky.
Yeah. This time he doesn't ask you to kneel. He asks you to sit on one of the benches, and he comes over. Does anyone else want a blessing of me, Licky?
Yeah, go on then.
No.
Okay. He performs a different check this, or a different ritual this time, slightly more exaggerated, almost interpretive dance, if you will. And he's just wildly moving his hands.
Quinch blushes.
At one point, he gets awfully close to your crotch, and he's sort of like just up against it somewhat.
Is he grinding on us?
You. It's fine. Yeah, it's actually just giving you a lap dance. That's it.
I'll catch you guys up.
Quinch gets him a gold in his fong.
and then he just finishes. He just finishes on your lap. And he says you are now blessed by me, Licky, and you feel a sense of a different sense of blessing this time. It's not quite as bombastic as the last one. This will give you advantage on your next survival check, whenever that may be.
Excellent. And is he sitting on my lap?
Actually, not survival, nature. Sorry, nature.
Nature. Is he sitting on my lap?
He's now off your lap, yes.
Okay.
Priest, I'm sorry if you felt anything untowards when you sat on me. I just want to apologise for that, but I found that very nice.
He said all I felt was a spatula.
Ah, the spoon of many holes.
And he says, "Yes." Yeah, so thank you. So all of those that took a blessing, I can't remember who it was, but all of you will get an advantage on the next nature.
Awesome.
Nature roll. And yeah, so you heading back over to the inn?
Yeah.
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 Excellent.
What time is it now?
Let's say it's about. It's about 5 o'clock in the evening. You head back into the bar. There's a few more people in there now, actually. There's a couple more people having a drink at some tables. And they sort of, as you walk in, they sort of like raise a glass to you and point to Morak and sort of just sort of tap on the glass as if to say, please buy these on my tab. And Morak puts down 5 drinks in front of you and says, this is from the Summerhawks over there.
Wow.
And he says, did you manage to successfully deal with our problem over in the temple?
Yeah, we did. It's gone a lot easier than we thought it was going to be. Weird.
Oh, Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you are clearly worthy adventurers, and I knew that you'd be up to the task. It's beyond myself. I'm just an innkeeper.
Can I ask you something? The priest.
Yes.
The priest over in the temple. Has he ever blessed you?
Oh, he blesses me once a week. Yes.
To what god does he bless you?
Well, I tend to get Lathander, the Lathander blessing, perhaps once every few 10 days. But I tend to have the Miliki blessing once a week, because you know there's a lot of grass and everything to tend around here, and I want to keep everything up to scratch, and I just like to make sure that I'm fully blessed on a weekly basis to ensure that I'm at my peak.
That's my favourite too.
Right, so it's normal, it's not weird to you that he finishes on your lap.
He does what?
I point to a large splooge on Quinch's lap.
That's not how he's blessed me in the past. I mean, perhaps it's different for each follower. I couldn't possibly. He's the religious man around here. I'll speak to him next time I have the opportunity. Anyway, the drinks. Thank you again. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for dealing with the problem. Hyrule will be eternally grateful. We can finally put our good friend Darthag to rest, and that is incredibly important to me. As I say, your night, your rooms here are on me for this evening, and yes. So if there's anything you need, do let me know. What is it that you plan to do after this? Are you heading straight to? I believe we spoke about the giants and tribal. Is that something that you're intending to do straight away, or are you heading elsewhere?
Something about Bum the Squirrel.
Bum the Squirrel. It doesn't ring a bell to me.
He's a weird little kobold. He was here earlier today.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I mean, I don't take names of everyone that enters my establishment. But obviously, I saw you talking to the kobold, and okay, something.
I asked Dabov, how far is the ride to your kobold friend?
He said it was about a day's ride. So,
where are you heading?
Going to Anfale.
Ooh, that's a little bit longer than a day. It's probably about 3 days' ride. I suspect if you're going to be heading there, you'll want to set off soon.
I think we should do that.
Obviously, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome to stay here this evening and rest up. I'm certainly not trying to get rid of you. As I say, I'm eternally grateful for everything that you did. But if you need to get there, then it's no short ride by any means. Do you know the way to the Amarillo? No. Do you know the way to Anfell?
No, I don't believe I do.
Okay, let me have a little look. And he rummages around. He said, "I tell you what, let me. I'll have a look, and overnight, I'll see if I can find you." See if I can find a map for you. We probably have one around here that will give you an idea of where you're headed, and hopefully we'll help you on your way and your travels from here on out. I'll look for that as he's desperately trying to find the map. I'll look for that in and I'll hand that off to you in the morning if that's okay. But yes, it's north of here. It's a few days. It's probably about 3 day travel if you don't come under any problems.
Morak, you are one of the most generous people I have ever met. I would like to raise a toast to not only you, but also to Darthag. To Darthag, Morag, and all of those we lost in the great cave battle of the goblins and the people of Nightstone.
And a very sombre, but hopeful, raising of the glass goes round the bar, and you hear sort of just a, to Darthag. Just because they don't want to read the whole thing, they can't really actually remember the entire speech that you said. Anything else you want to do?
You say that the Summerhawks are in the inn.
The Summerhawks.
Who do they appear to be? The Summerhawks. What can we see with them?
Oh, God, great question. Glad you asked. Who are you asking?
I was asking you.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. That's what I was just checking, because obviously Krill then suggests about Morak. So, yeah, it's basically a family of halflings.
Right.
There's one of whom they're all sat in the bar, albeit most of them are children. There's a woman who's about sort of in her late 20s, and then some very young children are sort of running around. About 10 years old, 8 years old, 6 and 3. This is a family establishment. This is a Hungry Horse of inns, right, if you will.
I'll make my way over to Mrs. Summerhawk.
Okay.
And say hello, introduce myself. Good afternoon. My lady, my name is Dweezil Vanzafir. Can I ask your name?
Oh, that's welcome, Dweezil. My name is Taylor. Thank you.
Taylor. It's an interesting name.
that's very true. Yes. I know who you are. Morak has told me of everything. I obviously saw you in the cave, and you're quite the heroes around here, and everyone appreciates everything that you did for us, and I cannot thank you. This is a particularly troublesome few days for myself. And she sort of goes a bit somber and a bit silent. Unfortunately, when the boulders came, my poor husband Lalo died instantly under one of those boulders, left barely anything of him. My goodness.
Is your house the house at the very bottom of the town near the bridge to the keep?
Yes, it is. Yeah, how did you know?
I saw the damage that was done there, and I saw the remains of your dear departed husband.
Oh, my poor husband. Thankfully, some of the guards have helped and cleared what little of him remained away. And he, you know, we're looking to make preparations of getting him into the cemetery and having a lovely, well, not lovely, that's probably the wrong word to say, but seeing him off in our own way. Yes. It is troublesome. Anyway, these are my four boys, and you know,
let's have some names then.
Oh God, we should probably, I would imagine.
Quinch starts handing out one tooth to each of the children.
This is my oldest. This is Barley. Say hello, Barley.
Hello.
This is little Midge.
I was really hoping they were going to be called like Barley, Rye, Whey.
No. That one over there is Nincy. And this little one on my lap is well, we sort of run out of names a little bit, so we called him Dollop.
And how old are these young gentlemen?
This one, 10, 8, 6 and 3, as she sort of points across the four of them.
And what do you guys like to do for fun?
I mean, this is getting weird.
Creepy Uncle Krill over here.
I'm afraid my husband has only passed away, and I'm not looking for a new...
I was just trying to be comforting.
Does Krill whip out some, like, pogs and lollipops or something?
Who are you talking to, Krill? Are you talking to the mother or the kids?
I was asking the kids what they like to do for fun. Just was going to try and offer to buy them something from the shop to cheer up the miserable little shits.
There's not a lot really to do around here, sir. I mean, some days I just spend all day on my Game Boy.
I mean, what they really want is a stuffed teddy bear.
Okay, you could get fucked.
bearing in mind, these are halflings. These are halfling children, so they're probably like about 1 foot tall, looking up at this 7 foot orc, going, "What do you like to do?"
Holy shit, Davoff! Someone who's smaller than
I know.
I give them a copper piece each and say, "Don't spend it all at once."
Cool, blimey, thanks, mister.
And Barley turns around and Midge goes, oh, I think I've got enough money for that teddy bear now.
Oh, fuck.
I hope no one's
jokes
sold
on you,
it.
She needs the massive one. She's going to have this massive life-size bear.
It's like an adventure playground for him.
May I ask her a question?
Who?
I've written down the children's names, but not the...
Taylor is the mother.
Taylor.
Triple T. May I ask you, have you heard of the five of us being collectively known as anything? Are people calling us the Nightstone Warriors or anything like that?
Not really. Just heroes, really.
The heroes.
No, not the heroes. Not the. There's,
oh.
I would. We've definitely come across other heroes. Some possibly more heroic. But
we don't need to.
Just.
Okay.
No, I mean we just those. We're just called. You just called those guys that helped us.
Okay.
The heroes.
Those
that helped
guys.
Us.
That's pretty neat.
I'm sorry, I can't be any more help in this rather bizarre conversation.
That's okay. We're trying to think of a name for our collection, but I think that gives us a few ideas to spin off of. I'm sorry for the loss of your husband. That's horrible. And I hope that your family is able to recover.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Stop doing that, Barley.
Sorry, Mum.
What was he doing?
He was trying to steal Midge's tooth.
Oh.
Anything else you'd like to do, or we're just going to have a nice merry old evening, get to bed, rest up.
Before we go to bed, I am going to cast Find Familiar, because I assume I'll get that spell slot back when I rest.
Boom! Right, let's find that token then. That's good. Thanks for reminding me you had that.
Gregomel right. would like to make a flask of coffee using the holy water.
Oh, wow!
I won't. I do have a token for it, but you won't need it right
no,
now. So
I don't plan to use it in combat all that much.
So you've cast Find Familiar. So what happens then?
I don't know. Does it have a casting time? I can't remember now.
Well, your familiar. What is your familiar? Who is your familiar?
I'm going to go.
Does your familiar have a name? What
I'm
going to
go
like?
For a weasel because it's quite stealthy. Haven't really thought of a name yet. I might assign it one should something inspire me to give it a name.
Could I perchance offer a suggestion for a name?
Go on.
Would you like to call it Da Weasel?
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. Da Weasel.
Can I interject with another idea altogether? Can your familiar be a squirrel and can you call him Bum?
Bottom. Bottom the squirrel.
I'm fingered not calling squirrel. Him. We're not finding different ways to molest a squirrel. He's a Deweasel because it goes with Dabov.
Yes, we are.
Toss the squirrel.
These are Bum's siblings.
Can we just call him Wank the Weasel? There we go. We've got Bum the squirrel and Wank the Weasel.
So does your weasel, does he just appear out of nowhere? Paint me a picture, Dabov.
I'm just having a look at my spell, how long it takes. Oh, it's got a casting time of an hour, so that's good. While everyone else is drinking and getting merry, I'm just muttering to myself in a corner and then come back with a weasel.
You've been in the corner with Midge as well.
I come back, he's just a sort of a dark brown weasel type thing. Pretty indistinct, just okay. Very weasel-like, really. He's not like cool. An albino weasel, because that would be pretty much useless for the stealth that I plan to use it for.
I look forward to giving you the token which I've put in place, which is a crow.
I probably did say crow in our planning, but then I thought, nah, weasel.
I just had it to hand. I thought, well, this will do. This was Conric's familiar, yeah. So I'll just throw it in there for time being. But I could change it if you're gonna stick with the weasel. I can happily change it.
I'll stick with the weasel for now.
Okay. Anyone else want to do anything before bedtime?
Dweezil will get out his drum and sing some songs, and he'll various little bits and bobs. He'll what Dweezil does is he casts minor illusions so that even though he's only playing a drum, you almost hear the sound of a full band, including backing vocals that repeat what he said but in a slightly higher pitch.
So
Quinch has been helping out behind the bar all evening as well, so he's been making cocktails and also encouraging all of the children to drink.
Wow, both barbarians are the creepy uncle now.
Dweezil, can you just roll me a performance check, please?
Yeah. It's not the best. Let me just double check that my silver tongue... No, that doesn't affect me. That was 8.
You do this, and everyone at the bar has a lovely time.
Yeah.
And you play on through the night, and you're drumming away, and your backing singers have just singing along with you, and all that sort of stuff. And you're doing a decent enough performance. Unfortunately, it doesn't bring anyone else to the bar, and it is basically you just playing to your fellow people, Morak and the Summerhawks. So basically, your audience consists of your friends, a 28-year-old widow, four young children, and a barman who works there, or an innkeeper who works there.
I've played to smaller audiences, mate, so fine.
Yeah. But they all enjoy themselves. And you guys have a lovely evening of rest and succor. I don't know if I've used the word right there, but you all, after a couple of heady days, this is the first time you've really had a chance to breathe and just not do anything and just get to enjoy each other's company. You share some tales of your adventuring past. Eventually, you decide to head on up to the rooms. You have a wonderful evening's rest, thinking about everything that's passed in the last couple of days, thinking about the attack of the Black Blob, some of the goblin fights that you've come across. You wake up the next morning fairly refreshed and ready to restart your adventure and set off.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Dice and Desire. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review. Also, go check out our Instagram and Twitter pages. The handle for both is Dice and Desire. So, until next time, stay safe, adventurers.